Well, good morning. It's good to have you with us. We're glad that you're here. Take out your hymnal and turn to number 97. Number 97. Here we go. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him to him whom majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throne we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you today. We honor you and declare that this is your ground, holy ground, where you can dwell, move, and do as you desire today. Lord, we make ourselves available to you to do as you like. Lord, we just thank you and praise you that with you in charge, everything that is in your throne room this morning will have the ability to come down and manifest here. And Lord, we just give you glory and honor for that. And Lord, we just ask that the Holy Spirit will have free reign this morning to be able to do inside each and every one as you desire. Father, I pray that we as people open up our hearts to you and allow you to have your way in us so that we can be transformed, changed, moved, molded, shaped into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we look forward to manifesting that not only here today, but as we walk out these doors in a daily fashion. We will manifest your presence, manifest your character, manifest your words, will manifest the desires of your heart more than our own. For Lord, we just thank you and praise you that our communities need you. Our neighbors need you. Our family needs you. This world needs you. And Lord, we are the avenue of which you're going to use to do that. And I pray that we get excited about what you want to do, Lord. And we'll continue to grow in our desire and honor you by how we do things. So Lord, we just look forward to walking with you today. It is our pleasure to put our hand in yours and let you lead us. It's our pleasure to let you have your way in us this day. And Lord, I pray that if there's any amount of ourselves that would stand in the way of what you want to do, that we will humbly bow before and lay it at your feet. And in turn, there'll be an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon us. Lord, we just love being with you. We desire to be with you. We long to be with you. We long to hear your voice and know what's on your heartbeat today. So thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. We glorify. Would you just praise him with me just a little bit? Thank you, Lord. Just give him praise and thanks and honor. Glory to your name, Jesus. You're mighty and awesome, able to do far above all we could ever ask, imagine, or think. Thank you that you're great and mighty. You're an amazing God in which we glorify your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name. We honor you this day and we thank you for it. And everybody said, amen, amen. Well, this morning I've got just a few announcements that I want to pass on to you. For those of you that kids are interested in going to Fajocha, make sure you pick up one of the brochures in the back. You want to fill out the camp that you want to go to in the middle and send that in right away. Some of the camps get full, so you might want to do that. If you need help going to camp, please let us know. We'll be glad to help you get there. Okay? So next Sunday, actually, Jay will be here and talk about Fajocha and show a video and give you an idea of what's happening in that realm as well. So just another great opportunity to get together again. Just a few announcements that we need to be aware of. Tonight we'll be meeting at Ray and Lisa's at 6 o'clock in Devil's Lake. So be praying for that. God will have his way as we continue to do a monthly meeting up at their house. And just excited about what God's ready to do and how he's going to let that develop into what God desires. Okay. And then on Tuesday there'll be prayer here at the church at 10 a.m. Wednesday there'll be Bible study here at the church. And Friday, I believe, where Friday you're doing men's prayer at here at 6:30. So that'll be Friday morning, 6:30 here. And then on Saturdays, from now until camp starts, they're doing work days down at Fajocha. So if you're interested in helping out, you can certainly do that as well, okay? We have a great big congratulations to, I see John is here. John and Margie are Grandpa and Grandma again. Right. RJ and Sarah had a baby girl, and she weighed 7 pounds, 8 ounces, and her name is Cindy Ray, or Cynthia. I'm not sure which one. Cindy? Cynthia. Okay. So Cynthia Ray, and so if anybody would love to bless them with some meals, so if you would just desire to do that, we would really encourage you to be a blessing to them, and there'll be a great opportunity for another little one to grow, okay? And so keep that in mind. Also, coming up on May 10th, which is Mother's Day, there's going to be a going-away party for Tyler. He's going to be going to the guard and hopefully not staying away long, but they'll whatever we didn't get out of him, the guard will get out of him. No. No. But anyway, Bobby's kind of interested. It's going to be like a afternoon deal. And so she's kind of trying to figure out food and whatnot. All the churches invited or those that have been involved in Tyler's life, you're welcome to be a part of that day. And so Mother's Day on the 10th, just trying to get an idea. So keep that in mind as Tyler takes another step in the direction he feels God's leading him to do. So what a great opportunity. It's hard to see our kids go. But if you look at it another way, what is God developing them to do? And that's exciting because they're not going to just sit around and just be what we like them to do. We want them to fulfill God's plan. So with that, that's a good thing. Did you have a scripture you wanted to read? Nope. Okay. Did you talk to him about it? Oh, I thought you did. Oh, I thought. My mistake. No pressure. All right. Is there any other announcements we need to make today? Anybody have any? Yeah. It's Breck's birthday on Thursday. Going to be a teenager. Oh, my goodness. Growing up. Anybody else got a birthday?
It's Aaron.
On Friday. Mine's in August. You can sing to me now if you want. Just kidding. Okay, we got a couple. Any more else? Aaron. Birthday coming up? Yeah. That was top priority on your list today, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's sing happy birthday to all them and sing God bless you, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Any other announcements before we move on? I want to thank Aaron for sharing last Sunday. Heard some good reports and just really appreciate his willingness to step into that realm and do what God asks. And so I just want to say thank you for filling in. We had a great time at Glenfield. They've been a fun church, to be honest. They just are so hungry. They just almost like a Hoover vacuum. They just suck it right out of you. And It's really true. They're hungry for the truth, and so it was a lot of fun. And God ministered, and it was just a great opportunity just to bless another body and realize we're all a part of the same body. And it's time that we get the divisions completely eradicated, and because there's not going to be any divisions in heaven, so we might as well get rid of them here. But that doesn't mean you buddy up with someone who's not going to believe what the Bible says. Many times I think we make the mistake of joining forces with churches that don't agree with God's word, and that's going backwards, people. So be careful of that. Friendship with the world is enemy toward God. And many times some of our churches are not very friendly toward God, so they're a friend of the world. And I'm not going to tell you who they are or what they are. That's not my job. It's just you can see it in how they do things. So be careful with that, okay? Amen. Sorry to add a sad note there, but anyway. All righty. Well, we're going to stand and worship the Lord and bless Him. So join me with you in that time, would you?
It's no longer I that live in.
Bring Jesus' name and I'll never be the same.
Once again declare that this is your ground. Yes. You have your way in this place. And that the Holy Spirit will come in a power and might and root out of us anything that would be in the way of what you want to do. Thank you, Lord God. We just humbly submit ourselves before you. Glory to your name, Lord, that you would be exalted. You'd be praised. You'd be honored above all things. We just give you praise, glory. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you.
Oh. and your mercy endureth forever.
Yes, you are,
Lord. You are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you.
Worship you, we worship you, we glorify and praise your name.
Praise you, Jesus.
We honor you, Lord, we honor you. We lift up your name, O Lord, we lift up your name. There is none like you. Just sing with me. Sing unto the Lord and just bless him this morning. We honor you, Lord. Great and mighty is the Lord our God.
You are awesome, God.
Jesus, our Savior and Lord. We glorify and praise your name. Holy, holy, Lord.
I bless your name. I exalt you,
Holy, holy are you, Lord. Oh, there's no one like you. Strong and mighty, glorious, victorious, you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are my righteousness,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord.
My children, I come to you to instruct you about Pentecost. On the pages of scriptures, it lays there. But man will look at it in a few days again. He'll look at it for a moment in a day and then walk away from it and thinks he has arrived. But I have set Pentecost in this assembly because I want you to live and walk and think and meditate and be Pentecost. No man can touch my scripture and get by with marring it and find hope and empowerment and direction that he has need of in his life. I'm going to establish greater knowledge in you in the days to come of how I'm going to reach out onto the land with Pentecost out of this assembly. But you have to find Pentecost alone with me. Spend time in the scriptures and go on up into the scriptures and find and rest in the anointing that lays in Pentecost. I grieve over my people because they can't find, because they do not go to the Word. And the atmosphere of the Spirit on the land is not a setting where they can be meditated upon and fed and instructed and guided to. But this assembly is going to ooze out and go out. But the length, the stretch of the height, of the ministry from this assembly starts with the Pentecost in your heart. If you deny that strength, you will sit back a bit and will not have the anointing that's fully in Pentecost. Why does man and why has man failed in this? Because in time the pages dropped off. They found it was easier to walk with less. And then the flesh got stronger. But when the flesh is broken, and the cry of the heart is, I have need of thee. And you pick that up in your spirit. You cry and you weep and you seek me to bring life to your fellow man. I'm going to restore a people on the land. And ye look upon the structures of the temples to sit out by the countryside. And I'm going to venture into them again and set Pentecost upon them. But the stability is in this assembly. I've called you out a bit farther because you are leading assembly for the words and the working of the Spirit. So singly and corporately, I'm blending you deeper into work. Those of you who are here, my children, and have been called strongly to the forefront, lead not on thine own understanding. Look for correction. Look for those who hold authority over you. For I will nurture you and guide you in the days to come. This is my saying today.
Here's kind of what it looks like. You're kind of, it's all about you. It's really, it's kind of lonely, but you're kind of holding yourself like this, hugging yourself. And you're always like, and it's all, you're always going to come up short and empty. And it's just not, it's no place to be. That's not where we're designed to be. It's not supposed to be about you. And it kind of looks like a straight jacket, hugging yourself all the time. And I've never been in a straight jacket, but I can imagine that must be so uncomfortable. You're just trying to get out, but you're holding on, prideful. It's kind of selfish. And you need to come like this. Not like this. You need to come like this and be in a vessel. Just open.
You can leave it on. Leave it on. If you feel like you need to do that this morning and just surrender, do that. Do it by your chair. If you want to come to the altar, just surrender to Him. Let Him have His way with you this morning. It's not about us. It's about Him. Everything that He wants this morning is what we want to do. Everything that's on His agenda is what we need. Thank you, Lord. We lay ourselves down at His feet and humble ourselves and let Him have His way in us.
We're going to sing this next song, but I found a verse on here that I don't have written out, and I just noticed it today, so I'm just going to sing it for you first, and then we'll join in on the rest of the song. But You are beautiful beyond description, yet God crushed you for my sin. In agony and deep affliction, cut off that I may enter in. Who can grasp such tender compassion? Who can fathom this mercy so free? You are beautiful beyond description, Lamb of God who died for me. Sing it now.
And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
You are beautiful beyond description.
Too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard, who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
And I stand in awe.
I just feel like I need to speak over you this morning. I just come against anything that would divide you today. Division needs to be gone in Jesus' name. Jesus will never divide himself. There's unity under his headship. He doesn't need my opinion or yours, but he needs us to be obedient to his voice. And this morning, if there's anything that you have an opinion about that is dividing you from the body that God is doing, moving and doing, need to repent of that. God will never divide you apart from his body. It's many times our opinions that divide us. And God is wanting a body to unify itself under his headship. That even if he showed up at your doorstep this morning and he spoke to you face to face, would you believe him? Would you lay down your opinion so there could be unity in the body? And this morning I really feel that he wants to emphasize that this much, that he's before us talking about unity this morning. I pray that you would unify your heart with him first, and out of his perspective, you would see your brother and your sister. And if you can look at him the way God looks at him, I guarantee you, you're going to have a different opinion. But will you let God's opinion be yours this morning? Otherwise, you can remain divided and watch God do nothing. Because God will not divide himself. He will not function through a divided body. It will. The Bible says it will collapse. And I really sense this morning, and I had no intentions of going here this morning, of what I felt God was leading. So I know when God stirs something like that, I just know that it's for us. And if that person that you're divided against this morning is here, would you go to them and just say, forgive me? As God would lead you. You don't need to make a big deal out of it. You don't need to come up front. You can do it right where you're at. But if there is someone that you're divided against, would you go to them and say, I'm sorry. The Lord has convicted me this morning in His presence. And I tell you, there's great rejoicing in heaven. There's great joy in the body when those things take place. There's never any condemnation. Never any condemnation when God moves like this. Thank you, Lord. In fact, you don't even have to be looking around. You just focus on the Lord. If the Lord's not dealing with you about it, just worship Him and honor Him. You don't need to look around and see who is or isn't. That's none of your business. Just let God have His way this morning and just work through that of what God is dealing with. Just pray a deep seed of conviction this morning upon my life and yours, that we would just allow division to be completely eradicated from us, completely gone, that we could be easily united together, linked up together for the work that God is calling. Lord, we want to be your body. We want to be a well-moving, orchestrated body with the mind, with you being in charge, you being the leader, speaking clearly to us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. We glorify and praise your name. If they're not here today, maybe God will ask you to go make a phone call or begin to write a letter. However He leads, this is between you and Him. But get it right. Don't wait another day. Don't wait for them to apologize first. If God is speaking to you, do whatever needs to be done. Let your opinion go and let the Spirit of God take its place. And let that take place this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, we glorify and praise your holy name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we just humble ourselves before you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory to your name, O Lord. Yes, we glorify your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord kind of showed me two jars. And the one jar represents us ourselves. We can be so filled up in ourselves in that jar. And then the second jar resembles the open vessel that we can be to receive and allow ourselves to be so filled with the Holy Spirit. But you cannot be that open vessel until you empty out that one jar. And that's till you empty out of yourself completely. God can never fill you when you're so full of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to work how God created you to function until you lay it all down.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Good. If you feel like you need to empty out this morning, feel free to do that. Just hear what God was saying. Now we've heard. Now begin to do what God is saying. If you need to empty out some things of your own life, take that opportunity and empty out the things that are needed.
Your goodness, it draws me to your side. Your mercy calls me to be like you.
Yes.
Your favor is my delight. And every day I'll awaken my praise and I'll pour out a song from my heart. Your kindness that leads me to repentance.
Yes, it does.
It's your goodness that draws me to your side. And your mercy, it calls me to be like you. And your favor is my delight. And every day I'll awaken my prayer. And I'll pour out a song from my heart. That you are good, and your mercy is forever.
so good, Lord. You're so faithful. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, you are good. That get in you. God is good. He's merciful. He's merciful. His kindness leads us to repentance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Psalms 34. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The devil has no hold over you. He only gets hold over you if you give it to him. Don't give it to him. Reject him in Jesus' name, for he is not your commander. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be your savior. He's not going to be kind to you. He's going to be relentless, and he's going to chase after you with everything he's got. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be fun, but the Lord is with you always, and he loves you more than anything. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. enjoy being with you, Lord. We enjoy being in your presence, hearing your voice, knowing what's important to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord's shown me different parts of the body. And whether you're a hand or a foot or even something as simple as a big toe, do we not like our foot because it's a foot, not a hand? Mm-hmm. Do we not like it as much as a hand because it's a foot? And neither does God. God doesn't like us any less because we're a foot, not a hand. Mm-hmm. We are all part of the body, and we all have a different purpose. I can't do the same things Jeff's doing. I can't go out and do the same things Aaron's doing. They got different purposes than me, but I can go out and do my own thing, and it's just as important.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Good tea. Thank you, Lord.
Have a praise report.
Yes.
And that I was feeling so run down and so sick that it reminded me back to 2010. I ended up in the hospital for a week in Grand Forks with a staph infection in my foot. My foot was starting to swell up and I was having some other issues. And I was starting to get quite concerned. And I called Pastor Jeff and messaged Jason and Tim to stand in agreement in prayer with me too. And I'd been to the doctor earlier that day and and we kind of knew what was going on, but that wasn't curing any problems. And I'm just so blown away by the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
So as I go to bed to rest Thursday night, before I go to bed, I call Brother Ray, and we pray together on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I woke up at 2:30 in the morning in a pool of sweat. My fever had broke. Pretty much all the swelling was gone out of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up to go to the bathroom, and my appetite returned because I hadn't eaten for much the last 3 days. And I just give God the glory and the praise.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when He does something that good to you and good for you, that just puts a desire in your heart to do something for Him back. So
yeah.
Just praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I can't emphasize enough to you how important it is that we house what God's doing. And what I mean by that, we protect it. We let God do what He needs to do and let Him know that He can trust us when He wants to do something different, when He wants to do His desire. That we give Him that freedom and that liberty to do that. Yes, it's way out of the ordinary, and I understand that. But it's so important that we let God do what He wants more than what we want. So important. So important. Lord, have Your way continually in this place. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Have Your way, Lord. Have Your way. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. So I just want to encourage you, the time that it's real quiet and it doesn't seem like I know where I'm going, it's because I've asked a question. And I said, what do you want me to do? And He sometimes just tells me nothing, just stay put. And so I do that until He gives me green light. Because I don't know all the things that are taking place, but He does, and that's all that matters. I'm not doing this just because I can. I'm doing this because I feel out of obedience is what He asks. I tell you, that is so important. What seems insignificant to us is important to Him. Remember that. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. This morning, if you need prayer for anything, I encourage you to just step out of your seat and come to the aisle, and we'll be glad to pray with you. We'll encourage you and just watch God do miracles in our midst. Watch God strengthen, encourage, build up whatever needs to be done. If you need prayer today, go ahead and just stand out in the aisle. We'll be glad to pray with you. Have some people gather with you and agree together. If it's a man, go ahead, men, children, encourage you guys to be a part of this too. Lloyd is standing, guys, if you guys want to go gather with Lloyd. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Anybody else need prayer today? Go ahead and stand, and we'll be minister to you and pray with you, encourage you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Eleanor, you want prayer? Oh, okay. Yeah, a friend of theirs, Joanne. Yep, absolutely. So, ladies, girls, anybody, as God leads, go ahead and just lead out and pray with them. While they're praying, you begin to pray. You begin to pray. Lord, you are good. Kula rabo shanda rabo siri di anda rabo sanda di ande. Just continue to pray in the Spirit. If you're not with someone, just continue to pray. Pray in the Spirit for them. Be a part of the body this morning. You're a part of what God wants done. Kula rabo shanda rabo siri di anda rabo kopo shanda di ande. Glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you that you're more than enough, Lord. You're more than enough. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. We exalt you, Lord. We praise you. There is none like you. You're our healer, our deliverer. You set people free in Jesus' name. You set free in Jesus' name. We glorify and praise your name. Glory. Oh, glory, glory, oh, glory. Foundation you are. You're a solid rock. Oh, we glorify your name. Ula rabo siri ande. Ula rabo siri di anda rabo sanda rabo koya rabo shi. Iriandarabo Sande, O Larabo Siri, Iriandarabo Siri, Jesus, we
glorify. Oh, we glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we magnify and praise you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, we glorify. We glorify. You're worthy of all praise. Glory to your name, Jesus. Jesus. We worship you, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, 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 we worship and adore you. We worship and adore you. Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you for ministering in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. You are good. You are good. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What an amazing presence of the Lord. You know, sometimes I ask the Lord, why do we wait so long? How come we have to wait so long? Not that it's a long time. I'm not complaining. I'm just asking questions. And he just said, sometimes I need to flush people. Need to flush some things out of their life, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. And I'm just very thankful that we can be aware of the things that He wants done, because as He renews us, refreshes us, revives us, it's just a work of His Spirit. It's not ours. It's a work of His Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. While we were worshiping, the Lord instructed my wife to instruct us about something, and
Do you want to just share what you felt? That way I don't have to.
I'll try to share. Like as we were singing that song, you are good, you are good, your mercy is forever, your kindness, your goodness. What are we singing? That word mercy just hit me like a ton of bricks. I don't know if you know what his mercy is. And I don't know if you've ever experienced his mercy. And maybe you didn't know what to call it. Maybe you experienced it, but you didn't know what to call it. And I don't know why it hit me this morning. I've been a believer for probably 45 years. I mean, as long as I remember it, I've known the Lord and I've loved the Lord. Why it hit me this morning that his mercy is so good. And I just got to thinking, what's our testimonies? How do we know that God's been good to us? What would I tell somebody if I had an unbeliever standing next to me? Why would I tell them, or what would I tell them, this is why you should serve my Jesus? This is why you shouldn't serve the devil. This is why you should serve my Jesus. What would I tell them? And is it enough just for me to say because he's good? Maybe for some it is. Maybe they would just say, oh, he's good, I'll serve him. But I think that the Lord just instructed me to ask you if we would go around this room, just pass the mic to each one. And I want you to come up with one thing. What has God been good to you for? It doesn't have to be a long testimony. Just think, what would be the first thing I would tell somebody if they stood before me? Why would I tell them that my God is good? What is he showing me? What characteristic about himself, or a testimony from your life? And I got to thinking, what would I tell them? And just off the top of my head, I came up, because he's kept me. He's kept me for 48 years. I never had to serve the devil. And I know some of you have been through hell and back. And I'm sorry for that. I know that your testimonies are awesome of how he's brought you out of the pits of hell. But my God kept me from the pits of hell. Amen. And he is good. And his mercy to me. That he kept me. Mm-hmm. And I was in no way perfect. I don't want to say that. But he kept me from those struggles of serving the devil and in the worldly things that we think of serving the devil. And I just want unbelievers to know that my God, my Jesus, can spare you from a lifetime of misery. Mm-hmm. That when you do decide to come to him, you have to empty all that baggage and try and get over all those hurdles. And I know that he can do that. But I want you to know, give your life to him early. Give it to him right now so that you know he can keep you from all that garbage. Mm-hmm. And the devil won't have victory in your life. So I'm just going to ask you, if we could just pass the mic and just tell something that God has been faithful to you. His mercy, his goodness, his kindness. And we need to hear this. Mm-hmm. Everybody in here, there might be something for each one that they need to hear.
God has been so good to me. I served false idols for a good, maybe 15 years. And just denied myself. And there were still some idols, and I burned them and was continuing to purge them. And he is just overlooked, with man it would be like off with your head, but he shows such awesome mercy. Even when I was serving the enemy, he came along and he still forgave me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm one of those that Carol talked about that chose to just walk away from God, even though I was raised in a Christian home. Because I wanted what the world had. I wanted someone to, I wanted love in a weird way. But But anyway, he, 1984, he picked me up out of the miry pit and set my feet on a firm place to stand. And I'm not going back. I have, this church has helped me grow a lot. Other ministries have helped me grow a lot. And I'm not there yet, but I am never going back to where I was.
Amen.
Growing up in a home of religion, not really understanding what the true relationship with Jesus Christ was, and at the age of 17, he pulled me out of the greatest pit there was and saved my life. He showed me mercy and grace, and he continues to do so today. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Pastor Jeff, and this whole, all of you, you brothers and sisters, God bless all of you, because you've helped us grow and taught us so much, and I thank you.
I was struggling with unforgiveness and didn't realize it, and from coming to this church and meeting Tim, you guys have showed me so much how to walk the way I need to walk and raise our children with my husband and I, and he showed me that I had unforgiveness, and once I let that go, it's been a great road since.
Amen. Good.
God has shown me so much forgiveness for the past, and so much forgiveness.
That's good. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Just so many things to be thankful for, I guess, for this church, because this church has taught so much in prayer and the way to live.
Mm, good.
Well, I guess I'm thankful for a praying mother and father, and that's proof that our prayers are answered.
That's good.
Start up here, we're going back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, it's His love. I mean, 2 years ago, I came to the Lord and I gave my life over to Him. And I just... It was so good for about a year. And I abandoned him. I left him. And I started getting into drugs and alcohol. And I just let the enemy take over my life again. And I recently came back. And he was always there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He just loves me so much. I thank him for that.
Amen. Good.
I thank him for his love and his forgiveness, you know. It's kind of the same with me. It's like I grew up, you know, knowing God was there, you know. He's there. I never really believed, you know, truly. And then it's like, you know, when I felt, you know, I came to him, I knew him, and I never took up my cross and followed after him, you know. And then I just kind of ran away. And then, you know, he showed me that he's still there. He still cares. He loves me. He forgives me for what I've done, you know. And I turned around and I came back to him, you know. I thank him for his, you know, forgiveness and his love.
Well, I'm just thankful for his love, because the enemy was just telling me lies, and I fell in a pit of selfishness, basically, because I believe all you have to do is scratch the surface of any sin and you'll find selfishness right there. And I was just got to the point where I was, you know, enemy is just attacking me. I was, you know, got to the point where I was drinking heavily, and the enemy had me thinking thoughts of taking my own life. And then his love was right there. And, like, right away he told me, he's like, hey, you know, I love you. Now I have something planned for you. You know, you got a purpose here. You're not just here doing nothing. And I just thank him for that.
Dwayne? You want to share? No? Okay.
Well, I just thank God that he's always faithful. Mm-hmm. He's faithful to his word. His promises are yes and amen. Mm-hmm. And he's faithful. His mercy extends through generations. And I thank God for the prayers of my grandma and my mother. And I know that he's faithful to answer prayer. And he hears us when we pray.
Amen.
Just my testimony would be just his love and goodness and kindness. And I thank God that he's got the ability to, how do I should say it, save us even from ourselves at times. I don't know. Yeah. That would be just the way I want to leave that. Yeah. And so I just, he's there. Whatever we need, that's what he is for us.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell someone, Glenn, that what Jesus did for you? What has Jesus done for you?
I'm kind of an emotional guy. I just
it's all right.
What I really am thankful for is when that I was saved, mm-hmm. and my children were fairly young. Girls weren't born yet, but my two boys were. And I remember taking them up to the altars and praying for them when they were young. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls on each side of me, and then the boys too. I prayed with them at the church altar up in Grafton. Or Lloyd and Joan, I don't know where they're at now, but the old church was right about I could walk home for dinner there. I mean, she'd go home and check the dinner. We were only just a few feet from the Assembly of God Church mm-hmm. when we finally got to Grafton. And we had a good times there at the old church. And then they built a new church up there, and it's going strong yet. I think Randy, he goes up there. Mm-hmm. Now that he's there,
that's good.
It was wonderful to have those girls, just little girls like that, up there praying with me at the altar.
Mm-hmm. That's a good example for others to do that same thing. Yep. Bring your kids to the altar and pray with them.
Bring them. It's right. They were little, like these guys right here.
Uh huh.
Girls right here.
That's good.
And
you can let Mama talk now.
Yeah.
You
okay.
I'm not a talker.
That's right.
I just like the saying that we hear Swaggy say all the time on TV, if we don't quit, God won't quit.
Good.
Well, God never quit with me. I kept pulling away from him for many, many, many years. And I'd love to change places with you, Carol. I really would. But God's been faithful to me, and he's shown me forgiveness, and I just love him.
That's good.
Yes, God has been very merciful, and I'm thankful that I had a godly mother who prayed diligently for her 9 children. Mm. And it took us a long time, but we've all been born again and spirit-filled. Mm-hmm. And so I just give my thanks to for God being merciful and providing me with a godly mother.
I just thank God for his love and his patience, and that his mercies are new every morning. Mm-hmm. And that he can handle or take care of our every need and want. And that he offers us our protection, and that we can run to him if anything is wrong, and we can cast all our cares upon him. So.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, I thank the Lord and give him praise for when we first moved up here. I didn't know about it and thought we lost everything. I thought, God, why are you moving us? Why are we up here? And didn't think we had anything up here, you know. We didn't have our family. We didn't have nobody. And now we have it all because we have him. So,
That's good.
I thank him for that he can heal us. Heal anything, really.
That's good.
The Lord has always been an important part of my life from the time that I can remember. And there are times that I lived in the world, but I always knew that Jesus was there for me. that the Lord was important. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would lay him aside and just go on with what the world wanted. But it really, what has really changed in my life is having a relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it was through this church, this congregation, this body, this family of mine that brought me through that point where the relationship with my Jesus is the most important thing that I could live for. And there was a time that God gave me a walk to walk through. And it was the most difficult time I've ever had in my life. And I didn't know how to pray. And I couldn't. I just couldn't. I didn't know. And I didn't know how to turn back to Jesus. But he was always there. Until one Sunday, sitting here in church, I heard a voice, and it was so clear to me that it was all right to go on and to be happy, that Jesus would always be there with me. Mm-hmm. And it was through that mercy of Jesus that I could go on and just really put Jesus first and foremost in my life. Mm-hmm. And I thank the Lord and I thank this body mm-hmm. for that. Thank you.
When I was about 19, I asked the Lord for if he would grant me a wife and a family. And he was merciful, and he did that. He gave me a wonderful wife and a wonderful family. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen.
I am just thankful every day for his grace that he shows me. And in my imperfections and my failures, that, you know, in my sin, that I still have his grace. And he shows me that grace, and mm-hmm. and I just thank him for that.
I'm reminded of the scripture that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank God he reveals his truth to us every day. His truth to us in every situation, against sickness, against darkness, against the lies of the enemy, and how I just continue to ask him to keep revealing that truth, that revelation knowledge to us, because against it nothing shall stand. So thank you for your truth, Father.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He had patience and love for me for many, many years while I was out in the world ignoring him. Mm-hmm.
He's my healer, my deliverer, freed my mind, brought me from the pits, and continues to be faithful. He's my provider, my protector. Mm-hmm. He loves me, continues to do so. All the things that we look for in the world, he's what we're looking for.
Good.
I guess it took me quite a few years to really, truly realize his, like, unfailing love for us. Mm-hmm. And the one that you can't find in people around you, but only in our Father.
Mm, good.
I thank the Lord every day when I get up that I, you know, I can get up and walk. And and I know I have a long road ahead with my health, but I know he'll see me through.
Amen.
And I thank you for my family and my church family, because I have a great church family.
We're glad you're here. Amen. And Jesus heal the rest of you in Jesus' name. Mm.
Yeah, I agree. I'm thankful for a Christian mother and father. and finding this church where I can be closer to the Lord.
God gave me a wonderful wife and healed my daughter and is working on the rest of my family. So those mercies are really wonderful to me.
Mm-hmm. Give me too much time to think about this.
Just glad you weren't sitting in the front row, bud.
Well, I think when I first knew, was brought to Jesus, why it gives you a peace that I don't understand. People that don't have it, I don't know how they can survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so blessed with the healings that he has given to me in my life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good.
I think I'm thankful for the Lord Moses because he just never left me alone. I mean, no matter how many times I walked away, like ran away from God, I mean, he was always right there behind me. He was running right after me. And no matter how annoying I thought that was at the time, I mean, like, just little situations that would always get brought up. And he's like, you know I'm here, and you know that I love you. Why don't you just let me into your life and take care of you? And it's just, it's pointless to not let him in. I mean, there's just, we're missing out on so much. Mm-hmm. And he loves us so much, you guys. Like, I mean, even here on earth, I mean, we can only experience like a fraction of what he has for us, and even that, like, that's overwhelming sometimes. And can you just imagine what it's going to be like when you get to heaven? Mm. I mean, it's just going to be so amazing. I mean, don't miss out on it now, though. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. so important to understand that God loves you right now, and mm-hmm. just don't run away from him. Just let him into your life.
Amen.
I could go on all day. It's just amazing. You know how God's watched out for me all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought me around and around and around. And I'm just glad I'm where I'm at today. I'm glad that his mercies are new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the family and friends I have. Awesome Church of God. My awesome friends that lift me up when I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I could keep on going on and on. And I thank you for his healing touch in my body.
Mm-hmm.
For being cancer-free for 10 years.
Amen. And for a good 100 more.
I don't know.
Come on.
That'd make me 152, Jeff. But no, it's just cool. Just I sat one time when I had my was going through my cancer, and I wrote down all the things that God's brought me through, that when he's watched over me before I was even saved. And it's just cool to know that he loves you so much.
Amen.
And cares for you so much.
Yep. Amen. You can always tell the ones that got the gift of gab, they got to think about it before they talk. No.
Thanks,
it's
Jeff.
Like, how can I put all this in there? It's got so much.
Yeah, something like that.
Hold it real close. Don't worry about what you hear. What's one thing? It's just one thing. We got a lot of people to go
through.
He's
amazing.
Yet. Pardon?
He's just amazing.
I mean, it's
hard to pinpoint one thing.
Mm-hmm.
With his forgiveness, with his grace,
yep.
and his mercy that he has shown throughout so many lives that I've seen. And then as I'm finally being able to show it myself.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's just amazing what I see.
Yeah.
And I can see it in my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the best blessing ever.
Cool.
I guess I'm so thankful for the hope that he gives us in those really hard times when you know that you can't handle it by yourself and he's not thrown or worried or anything like that. He's just, you know, got it all in his hands and he doesn't think the way we think. You know, he sees everything from beginning to end, and so, you know, he doesn't get tossed or worried, and it's just so comforting to know that it's not all on you, that that he has it for you.
Yeah, good.
Well, I'm thankful for Jesus, because without Jesus, we would be really just nothing. So I'm just thankful for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I was trying to think of a scripture verse that kind of fell into part of my life, and I think it's Jeremiah 29:11. Grandma gave me that. My praying grandma for me gave that to me. And for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And out of all the wrong paths I've taken, he's always been there to pick me up.
Amen. Good. Good.
I'm just thankful for, you know, all the times God's brought me back when I started to fall away from him. And every time I think, oh, you know, I'm about made it, you know, I'm about there, God just reveals a whole nother area of my life that I can turn over to him and I can learn and grow in.
Good.
Oh, I just got to thank God mainly, or mostly for family, I guess. I'm kind of like Kevin, too. Our family is so important to us, and without them, we wouldn't be anywhere we are. I mean, without God, obviously, first, but my dad was growing up without a mom since he was like 6 years old, and his dad wasn't around, and he could have took all the wrong paths you could imagine, but he didn't. He met my mom and started a family, a godly family, and I'm so thankful for that and all the blessings. Even though I'm the least deservedly person in the world, I have all the blessings of the family and that God has poured out on us, and I thank him for that every day.
Good.
I think I'm thankful for the meaningful path I've been given to follow, and hopefully the continued strength to stay with it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I hate talking in these. In 2002, I was thrown 96 feet into a ditch and left a body imprint. I broke several ribs, my face, two vertebrae, really messed up myself. But anyway, I'm fine. God let me live, and I didn't go to hell, which is where I would have went. And I'm just thankful that in my journey that I have learned so many things. He taught me so many things in my journey that I can understand some things, you know. And I'm just thankful that after struggling for years, I finally realized that he really loves me.
Good. Good, good, good.
I'd have to say I'm thankful for about everything that the Lord has done for me, because I have harmed myself. I have cut. And you know, last summer, I will be honest, I hated each and every one of my family members. Mm-hmm. I tried to disown them. I was just completely cold to every single one of them. And you know, this just recently, I've kind of been, you know, back and forth with struggling with the enemy and, you know, trying to stay on track with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And people have just been really helping me, and I want to thank my aunt, because she came to my grandma's house when I was just self-pitying myself, and that wasn't a good thing, and she really gave me a talking, and that got me going.
Well, where to begin? I mean, honestly, where to begin? But I'm just thankful that I have the opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord. I'm thankful for that the Lord has given us everything we need to live this life. I'm thankful for his faithfulness, even when we're faithless. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, God's just so full of faith, and it's just awesome. And just hearing all these different testimonies of people, just how God brought them from where they were at and took them for as they were and changed them. And where they were at, God used that and flipped it around for good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there's still more coming.
So. Oh, yeah. Good.
Well, that was mine as well, that I'm thankful for his faithfulness in the times that I've been faithless, that he has upheld me and... and carried me through in the times that I wanted to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for his mercy for Brennan, that even though his walk was difficult, he didn't suffer as much as he could have. So I'm so thankful for his mercy and his grace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
Because I'm just glad to have him. I don't want to change the family I have.
Not a girl.
I'm blushing.
You're not for sale.
I'm blushing. I'm just like, wow, he knew the world was going to be this bad, but still he gave his son for us. Jaden's turn.
That's good.
I'm thankful that God brought me to the place where I'm at now, with the family I'm with now, and took me out of the bad place that I was in. And I'm thankful that he changed my mindset to not want to give up anymore. And... just take all of the things I was going through and just wash it all away and make everything in my life good again.
Wow. Good.
Well, I had been on a spiritual journey for a long time, going down a lot of wrong spiritual paths, I guess you'd say. And I guess I'm thankful because he put me on the right path, and he gave me a good husband who's going down that path with me, and we're growing all the time. So
that's good.
Well, I think Spence said it when he says he shows his mercy every day, but with me it's been, his mercy is so humbling, because that after living 37 years of my life with no boundaries, that he's still found it, that he can use someone like me, that he's kept me alive with living all those years without any boundaries for such a time as this. And I am so honored and humbled, because I was definitely of the world and for myself for more than half of my life, and he still found a position for me.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I just want to say, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I guess that's what I would tell someone. You have to experience it. You have to experience him. Just taste of him. Just try him out. You know, I don't have all the answers in life. Praise God. He does.
Mm-hmm.
He does. And he is altogether lovely. He is merciful. Mm-hmm. He is faithful. He is kind. He is good.
Mm-hmm.
Just taste him and see him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had a relationship with the Lord since a little girl. And... He protected me throughout growing up, going through the teenage years, brought me a wonderful husband. And I know that was God doing it because he spoke to me. And my healing that I went through, it's been 7.5 years, and that was just a test to see how I'm going to be. Lord, say, I'm going to squeeze you like a grape to see how sweet you are. Mm. And that he did. I thank him for all the time that he's been with me all my life. I have a wonderful family, mm-hmm. and much more to look forward to. So I thank him every day.
Amen. Good.
It's bad to be last or close to the last because you've had all this time to think about all the things that you're going to do and say, and then somebody else will come up and, oh, I can talk about that too. But I just want to give thanks to the Lord for the individual that he brought into my life that told me about the cross and what Jesus did upon that cross for me. It just baffles me to think about how much torture he took just for me. And just the other day, it came to me that before he created the universe, he said, I had you engraved in the palm of my hand.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm thankful for Jesus fulfilling his purpose to send me a guide into my life, which is the Holy Spirit. But I have written in my Bible, how did Christ accept me right where I was, but showed me where I was wrong? And John 8, 1 through 11 fits my life, where the prostitute woman is someone who, like I was, sold myself to everything I could see to try and find peace. But really what I needed to do was just accept a life that God wanted me to live. So that was his mercy, is accepting me right where I was at. But I'm led to share this and read this over to you. It's accept one another. And the one another is the weak and the strong. Then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God, for I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. There's an example there of who we're supposed to be in among. Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice you Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let all the people extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Good. Did you get everybody?
While I'm sitting here listening to all these testimonies, I think back on the day that Harold Gleason brought me in that driveway and he said, we want to build a church here. On my land? On sand? Just barely above the water? There's maybe a dozen people here who helped start this church. My heart is so big for what God has done here. It just really excites me. When I think of all the probably thousands of times I've driven these 4 and 5/8 miles over here. How worthy, unworthy I feel that he's done this. Through Pastor Jeff and Verna and
the bunch of you that are here. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing a mighty work on this ground. What a blessing. What a blessing it is for me.
Wow. Well, like my wife said, she didn't mention it, but if you can't do that here amongst believers, how in the world are you ever going to tell somebody how good God is outside these four walls? So we want to encourage you. I don't care how much you like talking in a microphone or not. You might get more opportunity. You know, just because you got something good to say. You got a great God you serve. You got a great God you love. And why wouldn't you want to share that? Might not always be in front of someone. It might be one-on-one or one-on-two at the grocery store or whatever. But you know what? The reality is that God loves to inspire you to do what He's created you to do. And if I was to say anything about what I'm thankful for or why I think He's good, is that He took a lump of clay and He put His hands on it and developed it into something that I am today, not because of me, but because of Him. And I'm always amazed at what God can do with what He's got to work with. And I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. Because I know who I was, I know that this is way out of my box of what I knew I could do. And very, very thankful for what He can do. And His mercy is amazing. And because God's been merciful to me, I pray that you experience the mercy from my life. That I don't condemn you because I didn't deserve mercy from God, but He gave it to me. So when you deal with your fellow man, I pray that you extend mercy to them, that they too may see the goodness of God, not the judgment. You see, that's a wrong message. Jesus never talked about judgment. He always talked about mercy. Judgment will come, but mercy has to precede judgment. And the judgment shouldn't come from us anyway. He'll take care of that. We don't have to make people right. God will take care of that. We just extend who He is and be merciful to one another and watch Him do what He needs to do in people's lives. So, yeah. Okay, you want to play it or you want to just sing a cappella? It don't matter. Okay, let's just sing it. Let's sing Have Thine Own Way. Well, you're right, it's number... You sing into the microphone.
Way, Lord, have Thine own way. You art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and shape me after Thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. You are the after Thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still.
Amen. Well, I think we're about done today. I have a message, but He won't let me give it to you. He told me specifically, don't you dare. It is not for me to decide. I guarantee you, I'm ready to, you know me, I don't care what time it is, but if He says He's done, then there's no reason for us to keep going and doing our own thing. And I tell you, that rocks me out of my boat some days, but I just know it's way easier to be obedient than it is to be disobedient and have to cover your tracks. You guys know my heart for this church. I fully want it developed for everything that God has. And I tell you, I take that pretty serious, that God would be able to have His way. And I pray that you develop that same concern being a part of the body. And if you're a visitor today, that you go back to your church and you have that same concern for the body that you participate in. That you would love to see God's hand do what needs to be done in that body so it has the fingerprint of God, has God's design for it. And so this morning, Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you for the privilege of being able to do what you want done. And Lord, we just want to honor you for this wonderful day that you've given us to glorify your name. And I pray that as we come to a time of leaving this place, that you in turn would have the ability and the freedom to move about in our lives in such a way that would reflect yourself. And so we just love you and thank you for that. And we look forward to what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, I suppose. You want to grab them, Chris? We'll pass. We'll just pray. And you want to play something? Grab somebody and we'll pass them. Father, thank you for the offering. Thank you for the blessings that you bring to our lives. Help us to be faithful, Lord, not only in our giving, but also the use of what has been given, that it would honor and glorify your name most of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All righty. Well, oh, you want to sing that
let's
one again?
Let's sing it like we mean it this time.
Yeah. Sing it like we know it this time. That's more like it. Yeah.
Your kindness leads me to repentance. Your goodness draws me to your side. Your mercy calls me to be like you. Your favor is my delight. And every day I'll awaken my praise and I'll pour out a song from my heart.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship. your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Your holy name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We honor you and glorify your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, if you would be seated just for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's amazing how God lines things up on Sunday. It's always very humbling to watch him take our lives and just begin to put them in order. I don't know, I just love that. And Oh, yeah. Appreciate you guys so much. I really do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, there's a couple here this morning that would like us to pray for them. I should say two people. They're good friends, and God's going to continue to step them out to minister in different venues and different things. And so, if Don and Joel, would you come? Aaron, do you want to share what you feel? Just real quick.
Well, I just want to read here. Mine is titled Generosity and Courage. And it says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly also will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, mm-hmm. not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Mm. Their righteousness endures forever. Mm-hmm. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And that's the Holy Spirit. Yes. And if you search that, you'll go into Romans and you'll find that a giver, it isn't just money. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we're just going to pray for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just reach out your hand towards them.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for Dawn. And I don't know.
I called her Joel, but right?
Joel?
Monica.
Father God, we just thank you for Dawn and Monica that you are joining forces within them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And there's going to be a freshness being brought to wherever they go. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That you are going to be glorified and that your gifts are going to flow through them. If it's a prophetic message, it's a prophetic message. If it's a gift mm-hmm. to encourage, it's a gift to encourage. Mm-hmm. If it's a gift to give, it's a gift yes. to give. Yes. If it's a gift to teach, it's a gift to teach. So hallelujah, Lord. I just say have your way in them, that you're going to bring mm-hmm. forth the faith, that you're going to bring forth healing mm-hmm. to the people that need to hear your yes. your word,
yes, sir.
And that there's going to be a... It's going to be a thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, we're just going to leave it with the freshness.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we just say, have your way in their ministry so that you'll be glorified and that your people will be reached.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. You're welcome. You know, one of the things I appreciate about people in ministry is this. I know last Sunday there was some people missing here because they were down there. And because, you know, and I didn't ask them to come, but they felt like they needed to come. And just to watch people support what God's doing, whether it's you or someone else, that's always valuable. And what... Don and Joe basically want to do is whatever the Lord asks them to do. as companions, just companions in life. They're not interested in anything more than that right now, and they're just companions. And going, they love praying together, working together, doing what God asks, and that's a great gift. Great gift. So that's why we did that this morning, and just to, that the, God will be with them as they go. Absolutely. We want God's blessing and God's hand to be with them, as we do with the rest of you as well. So, yeah, it's just a wonderful thing. So thank you for being with us this morning. I think we're done, aren't we? Yeah. I asked my wife, is that close? She's a good leader. I don't mind following that. No. But I'm sure there's time for fellowship and whatnot. So make yourself at home and continue to pray for us that we house whatever God wants to do here correctly. It's really important that we handle it correctly, use it correctly for His purpose. And that is our heart's desire. And I thank you so much for being with us and walking that through with us. We really appreciate that. So God's blessing as you go.